What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Thank you.
Playing tonight with Fond of Tigers at the Biltmore Cabaret. That was The Dirty Three with Rising Below, and you can find that off their first album in 7 years called Toward the Low Sun. The Dirty Three are Warren Ellis on violin, Jim White on drums, and Mick Turner on guitar, and they banded together in Melbourne back in 1993. Part of the reason for any delay in releases is due to where the three live now. Ellis is based in Paris, White in Brooklyn, and Turner continues to reside in Australia, where he runs the Dirty Three's primary label, Anchor and Hope. And the other part of the reason to lack recent music is due to all their individual efforts collaborating with other musicians, including artists such as Nick Cave, Bill Callahan from Smog, and Will Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy there. And all the Dirty Three are permanently known as instrumental acts. As we just heard, their stage banner is some of the best. So zip on down to the Biltmore if you can as quickly as possible. And I might try after the show. And the name of this show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired broadcast here on UBC's Fist Flying Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be go-karting through the next 90 minutes here with a single-stroke engine. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, as mentioned during our Robert Privett show before me, towards the end of Exploding Head Movies this week, we'll take a look at the score for a small Canadian film from 2004. And that'll be Graham Collins' score for the Chop Socky, Hairy Knuckles, and the Pearl Necklace. Otherwise, we'll have a whole manner of newish Canadian music, plus some tunes from some touring acts here. In the background, this is the Belize act, Jesus Acosta and the Professionals. This is a track found off the Numero Group's 2006 compilation, Belize Boil Up. And this is their take on the love theme from the Godfather film series. The late Andy Williams provided the original recording to this theme, known as with lyrics, Speak Softly, Love. And that's off the 1972 soundtrack to the first one. Williams died last Tuesday due to bladder cancer at the age of 84. So for most of the bumper music I normally use on the show, it's going to be instrumental versions of songs that Williams is best known for, except none of the Christmas stuff. It's too early. Far, far too early. So we're going to kick things off with at least one Williams track with his vocals, smooth as they are, which was used as an ironic coda to Danny Boyle's 1994 directorial debut, Shallow Grave. Originally, this is the title track to Andy Williams' 1969 album, though the song was somehow simultaneously released as a single by Petula Clark. So this is Andy Williams with Happy Heart here on Exploding Head Movies.
There's a certain sound always follows me around when you're close to me. I'm whole now with your love.
KITR 101.9 and Union Events invite you to an intimate night at the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen on October 19th. His elegant and charismatic melodies are sure to set the right mood. So bring a loved one, sit back, and experience a beautifully romantic evening to make you fall in love all over again.
I know what you look like in the morning.
Tickets are available at unionevents.com or Ticketmaster for only $30. So remember to save the date and enjoy the classic atmosphere of the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen.
Nothing on but the radio.
Hitting the Rio Theater tomorrow. That'll be Tuesday, October 2nd. That was Babel Gibralto with Far From the Sea off her most recent album, 2009's All In One through the Verve label. I think it's Gilberto, as I should properly correct that. Gilberto is the daughter of legendary bossa nova guitarist João Gilberto and then Brazilian singer Miúcha. So Gilberto has continued on in her family's trade, starting really young, singing back in Rio de Janeiro. And her debut album, Certo Geraldo Pereira Funarte. That's more Italian pronouncer. It's a Funarte. That was released back in 1983. And in the background, this is the Living Marimbas taking on one of the songs that the late singer Andy Williams is associated with. That would be Music to Watch Girls By, which was originally released in 1967, shortly after it was written, originally as a jingle demo for a Diet Pepsi commercial. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, and since this is the first day of October, we should start to expect to see the latest edition That's the ITR's partner magazine, Discorder newsstands throughout Vancouver. Or you can always go to discorder.ca if you're outside of Vancouver. And for a modest annual subscription fee, you can always get a new copy each month. The cover of the September issue belonged to Gang Signs, and their local trio. They also share members and acts such as Humans and Lady Friend, and one of my chick DJs part of the Winnie Cooper crew. So from their self-titled EP from earlier this year, these are Gang Signs with Counting on You.
Thunderstorm. Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Thank you.
There's one from the upstanding members of the West Coast bass music scene from his day, from his recent album. This year's All the Way Up, that was Kalamaka with Bad Scene. And Kalamaka is the alias of Vancouver producer Michael Campitelli, who's been steady here for well over a decade in Vancouver. I've seen her open up for dubstep acts at Tour Through Town like Code 9 and Scream. And All the Way Up just came out this past July through the Hybridity label. Behind me, this is Sounds Orchestral with their take on the theme to the 1964 comedy Dear Heart, written by the great Henry Mancini and originally performed by Andy Williams. I'm overdue on an actual proper Mancini profile, though. Past podcasts do show the odd soundtrack by the man best known for the Pink Panther. So you can always check out CITR.ca, click on schedule or podcasts, and the archives, at least going back a couple years, are available there. We'll have a couple more Mancini numbers along the way, but let's get some new music from Born Gold, the work of what was once Edmonton act Gobble Gobble, but changed names as primary man Cecil Freena entered some next level hyperpop. And Born Gold's second album, Little Sleepwalker, is due a little later this month through the Audra Glint label, and the lead single's already recently popped up on Pitchfork. So this is Born Gold with Sky Bicycle, and we're going to follow that up with two songs by two big acts coming to town this week.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Revisit a life we both left behind. we go over and over and over and over again.
If I wait too long, I'll lose you from my sight. Maybe tonight I could stop dreaming and stop believing it forever and ever and ever and ever again.
See you.
That started off with Boring Gold and their new song, Sky Bicycle. Then we heard The XX with Reunion, and that's off their second album, Coexist. It just came out a few weeks ago. And the Hushed London Trio will be playing a sold-out show at the Vogue Theater this Friday. That's October 5. Though I'm actually heading down to Seattle to see them to play the Showbox the day after. And Coexist almost reduces The XX's already minimalist lovers pop sound even further, pairing it way back. Featuring little of the dance vibe that primarily sound architect Jamie XX showed off recently through his various remixes and his own solo work, but it is there, kind of gestating in the background. And then we closed off with Grizzly Bear with A Simple Answer, and that's off their latest album, Shields. And Brooklyn's masterful indie act plays the Commodore Ballroom this Saturday, October 6th. So if you go, make sure that your tickets are for that, and they aren't either for an old NBA game or for a wilderness tour package to see the actual Ursine in its natural habitat, which actually would be pretty cool for other reasons, though. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, and in the background, this is Sounds Orchestral, yet again, with yet again another Henry Mancini-written song that Andy Williams popularized. This is The Sweetheart Tree, of which the original version appears in the 1965 film The Great Race. I'm Gak, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And some more local acts are going to be in this next set here. Starting off with one of the members from the rockin' Black Mountain, who he himself works on soundtracks, and that's Jeremy Schmidt. He owns a lot of vintage keyboards, and as the solo project of his Sonoya Caves, he provided the score to the recent film Beyond the Black Rainbow, which I still have to actually get. But from the album The Enchanter Persuaded, originally released back in 2002, but later expanded and re-released in 2006, this is Sonoya Caves with the Wicker Chair here on 101.9 FM CITR.
Thank you. With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Me too.
And why is she eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
No, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Yeah.
That set started off with Sonoya Caves with The Wicker Chair. Then we heard another Vancouver act there, and that was New Sensei with 100 Shades. And that's off their album Sundowning, out now through Suicide Squeeze from Seattle. And New Sensei originally started off as a duo, featuring a drummer Daniel Pitout and bassist vocalist Andrea Lukic. But they've beefed up into a trio with the addition of former Mutator guitarist Brody McKnight, expanding seamlessly to a much louder version of their so-called voodoo punk. A New Sensei play the Astoria this Saturday here, October 6th, along with local act Peace, with whom they'll tour the West Coast for the bulk of the month. And then they'll come back October 23rd to play Iron Road Studios, and that's at 383 Raymer Avenue in the downtown east side. New Sensei also have a new song appearing on a split single with Useless Eaters through the Volcom label, and it continues on that great grungy vein. Then we close off with the High Drops and These Kids off their self-titled EP. And according to their Facebook, this local quartet are recording songs for a full length, so expect some new material to start appearing soon. In the background, this is Perry and Kingsley with their take on perhaps Andy Williams' best-known song, Moon River. And this was the original best original song that won the 1962 Oscars 50 years ago, since it originally appeared in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Though at one point, Moon River was almost dropped due to a film executive's disdain. Audrey Hepburn used some colorful language, and the song stuck around. And for Andy Williams, Moon River became effectively his signature song, providing a theme for all his TV specials, the name to his production company, and most famously, his own concert venue in Branson, Missouri, where he continually performed. As mentioned earlier, Andy Williams passed away last week at the age of 84. Up next, at least two acts that we'll be playing live later on in the month. And for a time, I thought this year's Polaris Prize here in Canada would have gone to the artist we'll hear next, Grimes, which is Claire Boucher's awesome project mixing a whole bunch of things like R&B, Korean pop, and experimental electro. Grimes is going to be playing the Commodore Wednesday, October 17th, along with local duo Myths. And we'll listen to a Myths track afterwards, but from this year's album Visions, this is Grimes with Visiting Statue here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.
That little set started off with Grimes with Visiting Statues, Grimes to be on the road with the act we heard, then afterwards, Myths, sort of like mythology, mythological things, myths. And we heard The Horizon off their self-titled album from last year. And Myths consists of Leif Hall and Quinn Rogers, and they specialize in a dark pop music with a massive performance element. And as mentioned earlier, Myths and Grimes will play the Commodore Ballroom a couple weeks from now, and they'll be October 17th. As in the midst of North American tour, along with Elite Gymnastics. Then we closed off with a former Vancouverite, present Montrealer Tim Hecker, off of last year's Dropped Pianos EP, that was Sketch 6. And Dropped Pianos tracks names all refers to sketches, mostly in part since they provided the source material for what was later recorded on a pipe organ in an Icelandic church, and then processed in the studio for the album that came before the Dropped Pianos EP, and that would be Rave Death. 1972. Behind me, this is Jerry Moore with a little Hammond Fever action on another Andy Williams song that was written for a film. This is subtitled Where Do I Begin, but a lot of people of a certain older generation know this as the theme to the 1970 film Love Story. Up next, we got some Canadian hip-hop from the Urbnet label, starting off with Mocha Only. Born Daniel Denton from Langford, BC, Mocha Only used to be part of the Swollen Members and then later Len, but he's been really prolific as a rapper, releasing songs and albums in massive waves. One of his latest cuts appears on the Certified Volume 3 compilation that came out this year. It also features a track by the men we'll hear afterwards. But first, this is Mocha Only with the Why song here on CITR Vancouver.
Weather playing tricks and they call it June gloom. That's alright, cause I'm all what I do. Excel at a meeting of the minds and it's cool. Huh. I spoke to Cam today, at least through the text, and he had to say, finally getting raps back up, so it's go full circle. All my bug with the folk style virtue. I feel good cause we worked through a few lost years when we didn't pursue much out of our own comfort zone. I've been doing mad science shit at home. I don't know why we lost touch with the glow, or any of my peoples, man, why we let it go? Had to get it back on the eventual, the feeling that we had in 2000. Popcorn clothes, now we got a new one. Or the spot in my hood with a view, huh? Yeah, we gotta make it stick like a glue gun. And we gotta politic with the true ones. My old group, I wish we was doing more. Still, here come the code name Too Raw. Got plans with a couple few new bros. Peace to apathy, kudos. now I'm AF to the AM. In third place and like stepping to the AM. Life faced in and stepping on the pavement. Hype days when I'm checking for the greatness. I just want my projects to win. All the ears back from the years back, man. Still I know that I'ma be good with the pen. But why take so long to get back to begin?
Here, tell the kids to settle down. They're gonna get a new daddy soon. It's taken care of. Bada bing, bada boom. Strapped in a padded room. Plastic surgery wasn't optional. Drastic perjury for eternal allegiance. A legion of elite sentries to help delete pleasantries. And they call us the enemy. But anyone with my face is a friend of me. So take a look in the mirror and tell me who's there. I'm going to a fair and assume there. If we catch you in a CG t-shirt and you don't know my name, you're gonna be hurt. And that'll do, didn't mean to rattle you. Consider it a battle brew. Shut up and drink your apple juice. It's Fred Rocker.
With life skills, I be the
duplicate rap clone
up. Fred Rocker. Original head rocker.
I went through torture. Deadly styles, I'm the author.
Don't know who you're talking to. The door's locked.
You died 10 times. What? If you're trying what? To test
me. Ayo, you're wondering where the f*** your mate went? Yeah, he had an engagement for attitude rearrangement. Scanner in the basement. Now let's talk about your placement. Dental plans and fully paid vacations on Rocker Beach. H&R. Tell him you talk to me. We pay top-notch fees for jobs well done. But failure? Well, son, let's not go there. It's no fair to conjugate dire conjecture upon your fate. Just take your papers and be on your way. On delay, working on a way to weather dominate. On the crate, don't be concerned. We got a saying, a dead body is a lesson learned. Don't stress the urn, just keep your eyes on the prize. And who knows, you might just stay alive. Fred Rocker.
With life skills, I be the
head rocker. No. Got a problem.
I went through torture. Deadly styles, I'm the author.
Keep your doors locked up.
You die 10 times if you're trying to test me.
For the operation, you know the ammo.
You better act proper. Buckle up. I take it in a shop.
Duplicate rat blown up.
I got the weather dominator. You live a shock at the master fight. Later. It's Fred Brocka. Suck my Brocka.
Yo, we the men for the operation. You know the ammo.
It's Fred Brocka.
Fred,
huh?
That was the Word Burglar with Fred Brocka, which can be found both on the Urbnet Certified Volume 3 compilation, from which we heard Mocha Only with the Y song, and there was Word Burglar's latest album, The Third Burglar. And the Word Burglar originally had that album set to go last year, but Sean Jordan, the Word Burglar himself, put the release on hold to work on the cross-Canadian Back Burner release that came out last September. It was called Heat Wave. Most of his recent videos have been filmed at one of Jordan's steady jobs, and that's at Toronto's prestigious comic book store, The Silver Snail. though, using the old location on Queen West since the Snail recently moved over to Yonge Street. Behind me, believe it or not, this is Leonard Nimoy, though I'm sure these are purely just some session musicians playing here. Off the quintessential 1967 album, Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. This is Music to Watch Space Girls By, messing with yet another Andy Williams track, one that we heard actually properly earlier in the show, though adding, of course, all these synthy effects sounds and wonderful stuff. We'll get into the soundtrack for Harry Nichols and the Pearl Necklace soon, but there's at least one more Vancouver act with Croatian roots here that I dig. There's actually a lot of them that do. I think No Sense actually has a little Croatia in them. Basketball, our quartet, specializing in tribal-like sounds in various languages. So from last year's Maw, this is Basketball, the Suspiros de Chile.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
From the soundtrack to the 2004 Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace, we just heard Graham Collins there with Double Cross. And in the background, this is Nail Polished Fists. So for this week's profile here on Exploding Head Movies, Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace represents a nice kooky take on film music, playing up some of the meta comedic aspects of B-films. And the Harry Knuckles character was created by Ottawa-based director Lee DeMarbre and first appeared in a 1998 student trailer. And then a 1999 short called Harry Knuckles and the Treasure of the Aztec Mummy. Both mocking kung fu movies and low-budget action. And DeMarbre's best-known film would be Jesus Christ, Vampire Hunter, predating Abraham Lincoln and the entire zombies in classic literature phase by a decade. Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace deals with a hirsute-fisted martial arts expert as he investigates a spate of robberies. And the film was scored by Graham Collins, a Toronto-based composer-synthesist. He's an author that also has backed up Kathleen Edwards in various cabaret acts throughout Toronto. So let's listen to some of Collins' work here from Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace. Starting off with a cue with one of the thieves, maybe. This is Confronting the Bigfoot.
Thank you.
So from The Score to the Canadian comedy / martial arts / horror / a lot of things. From the film 2004's Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace. We heard Graham Collins there with Confronting the Bigfoot. Then we heard The Truth About Your Brother. That's sort of slinky than jazzy threesome. Behind me, it's Ninja Heist here. And eventually it might get towards Saving the Bigfoot, how much I talk here. And to give an idea how tongue-in-cheek the Harry Knuckles story is, the head of Troma Films, Lloyd Kaufman, makes a cameo, dressed up as a mariachi player. Director Lee DeMarbro's most recent film was 2009's Smash Cut, which included porn star Sasha Grey, about a director who relies on real body parts to do some set design. DeMarbro actually has his own radio show on CKCU in Ottawa called Drunken Master Review, where he talks about film, and then actually in Ottawa he hosts his own movie night once a month devoted to rare prints and cult films. Something I should maybe explore, but I need time and I need a theater. Come back here, record. Thank you. Graham Collins has an update to his website, pongthrob.com, in a while. But last written is there's some work on rescoring a whole manner of silent films. But there's also mention of doing an all-analog synth-rock band and an all-Moog album covering classic Canadian songs, tentatively called The Electric Beaver. So there's no timeline as to if and when those projects will see the light. But who knows? Maybe soon. Anyways, that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight, at which point robots will take over, because I believe Canada Post Rock is still on hiatus. John Panther Bone's been away for a while. I wonder what the story is. Anyways, that will close our regular broadcast day, and then things pick up again at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's show, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. Just click on schedule. You'll find Exploding Head Movies under the Monday evening slot there. You can always search iTunes for CITR. It's fine programming. Exploding Head Movies should be one of the top results there. The podcast always gets updated first, but if you prefer the social medias, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Tumblr, there's Mixcloud, and there's Google+. Anyways, next week it's going to be Thanksgiving here up Canada way, and then Columbus Day down south. So long as the turntables work, which did during basketball, the plan is to look at Eraserhead, which just got re-released on a vinyl. And that kind of leads us in a few weeks of darker sounds before Halloween. And just to give us a little bit of a taste, we're going to listen to a cut by Vancouverite Conrad Jandaves, who records as No UFOs. So from the cassette or CD MPC MPC Tracks, Volume 1, this is No UFOs with Symbolic Demarcation at 450 milliseconds. So take care, and we'll see you in 7 days. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up and coming your way.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.